Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're back, baby.
Baby.
You see what I did there?
It's been a few minutes since we've been last on.
It's been eventful.
So the big news is...
Drum roll, please. We have a baby!
I thought you said we can drink again.
When two become three. Yep, introducing the newest member of the Milner-Barrow family, Theo.
Another gamer. He's got, he haven't even made his profile yet or anything.
Oh.
He needs a gamer name.
You got to lock that down. Because it might go. There might be another Theo Milner-Barrow.
Reserve it early.
Yeah.
Okay,
I've already done it on Insta and Facebook.
Have you actually?
And Twitter.
Have you seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm genuinely looking forward to teaching him loads of stuff and also playing loads of games with him. Look, can you hear him in the background?
You better go get him.
Oh, I'm going to have to get him, aren't I? All right, I'll leave you in charge. Tell us what the plan is. I'll go get him.
So while Chris goes and gets Theo, I'll carry on. So we've got loads coming up in the programme today. Alex Rhodes is becoming a crime lord in Mafia.
So yeah, I thought, you know, definitely a gangster game would get me in the mood to be, I think, the godfather to Chris and Lee's beautiful son.
And we have reviews of the new PS5 controller, the DualSense Edge. There's also, as you can hear in the background, Theo... has arrived in the building.
It's been in the building for a few days.
Now we'll also have a Harry Potter Legacy Dead Space remake, and GoldenEye is back for the Switch and Xbox.
Well, first things first, let's get the news with Lee while I go and genuinely change this nappy.
Go change it. Thanks. The Ukraine government is requesting that the new game Atomic Heart from Russian developer Mundfish be removed from digital stores in Ukraine. Ukraine released a statement saying, according to media reports, the game's development was funded by Russian enterprises. Mundfish haven't yet commented on the claims so far. Microsoft has committed to bringing Call of Duty to Nintendo for 10 years. Some gamers are worried, though, that the Switch won't be able to handle the type of gameplay that you might expect from a Call of Duty game. Microsoft President Brad Smith says the games will work exactly the way people would expect. Because they can. Now, last month, we mentioned that the Pokemon animated series is retiring Ash Ketchum and his Pokemon as of next season. But Pika fans can relax. The show will still feature a Pikachu as one of the main characters. The new lead character is called, I'm going to say Freed, could be Freddy, and his partner is a Pokemon called Captain Pikachu. And yes, Captain Pikachu does wear a hat. So is Theo joining us?
He's finally done.
Okay.
That was
it a smelly one?
It was a bit of a situation going on. Podcast.
Anywho, moving on.
Stop kidding around. Snake? Snake!
There's a new PlayStation 5 controller, which I've had my eye on for a while. You were like, don't buy it because it's well expensive.
Go on. How much?
I'll come to that.
Oh.
I don't think I can lead with the price.
Okay.
So it's called the DualSense Edge. It's quite hard to get hold of, but I do have one here in my hand. Here you go. I'll hold the baby. You hold that one.
All right.
So let me tell you a little bit about this. So it's £200.
What?
Which is more than three times more expensive than the classic PlayStation 5 controller. Some games, you might find that you have a sort of a gamer claw when you're playing. Like you have to kind of do a weird right hand, press buttons in a funny way, you know, run and hold circle and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing about the DualSense Edge is that it has... extra buttons. So if you compare the normal controller, which I've gave to you as well, you'll see that there's paddles on the back. So there's two paddles on the back, and there's also two function buttons underneath the analog sticks.
Yeah,
that's kind of the main difference.
Okay, well, they look, I mean, they look quite similar.
Bit more black on the new controller face.
Yeah, a bit more black. It's the same size, though. But to look at the front, it looks identical. It's not until you turn it, like you say, until you turn it round and look at the back, you've got these little buttons here. Oh, and they've got some at the bottom as well.
That's the function. So the function buttons underneath the analog stick. What you do with them is you press that and you can choose a sort of customizable control layout that you've created for games that you're playing. So let's say you're playing the new Harry Potter, which we'll be reviewing in a minute, and you're finding it hard to, I don't know, press R2 and triangle particularly quickly. Well, what you can do is you can put one of the back buttons and make that as if it was triangle.
Isn't it making it more complicated?
Yeah, so this is designed for pro gamers. The analog sticks can also be replaced for bigger, taller, better ones, but they cost extra on after £200. Also, the battery life on this new and improved controller is much worse.
Much worse?
It's like a few hours shorter battery life.
And you're paying more for it.
And you're paying more for it. So I would say that for the casual gamer, this is definitely absolutely do not buy.
Because like, I like simplicity in life.
Yeah.
This is the whole reason why I would say the PlayStation controller is my favourite controller of all the consoles is because of its simplicity, and it's easy to hold if you're a woman.
Unlike the Xbox, which is mega chunky.
It's mega chunky. Yeah. So I wouldn't spend my money on that.
The only problem as well is that a lot of games nowadays, which are made for the PlayStation, like most games, have been optimised. So you don't need a special extra button or two because they've designed the controls for the standard controller. So you really kind of don't... I can't think of any games that I've played so far where I've needed to actually create a second profile, you know, like a special controller profile to play them with.
I was about to say, I'm guessing the controller works with all the games.
Yeah, it's compatible with everything, but I'm honestly just using it as a standard controller. I haven't actually really felt
the
need.
Can we return it and then buy something else?
What, like baby food? Nappies?
I was thinking more wine.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's have a little toast because it's been a little while, hasn't it? Cheers.
What would you give it out of 10?
I mean, 0, because it doesn't do the job that it's supposed to do.
Okay, we'll buy more wine. Now let's talk about the new Harry Potter game, Harry Potter Legacy.
In light of your unique situation, joining us as a fifth year, we've devised something extraordinary to ensure your success. A lot to absorb on your first day.
Can't believe I'm here.
Professor Weasley has asked that your professors give you instruction outside of the ordinary curriculum.
You have much to learn.
You have the benefit of an exceptionally skilled team of witches and wizards to guide you.
Leviosa! A surprised opponent is a weak opponent.
They will test your abilities, both innate and learned.
You've done it!
I am wary of how much time the new fifth year seems to be spending away from the castle.
It was really funny because I was quite excited for this one. And I played a little bit and I said, Lee, come and look at Harry Potter. And you went, okay, let's have a look at this.
Look, Theo likes it as
he
well.
He's excited. Yeah. He hasn't even read the books yet.
He hasn't seen Harry Potter yet.
Don't sing the music.
Mind will be blown.
It will be, and it'll be exciting for him. But what did you think of what you saw of this game?
It looks amazing. Like the graphics. It reminds me a bit of Zelda.
Yeah, it's got that kind of open world feel.
Open world, graphics are gorgeous, looks beautiful. It's Harry Potter, for God's sake. Was it any good?
Yeah. So this was the thing. I loved it to start with. It had a very long cutscene, so you wouldn't have liked that. It's like Harry Potter was designed for the video game world. Because, like I showed you, that there's a sort of watering can that flies through the air and waters the plants. They've spent ages putting in all the little touches that you would expect, like the ghosts appear through the floor in the castle. When you're exploring Hogwarts, you feel like this is amazing. You feel like you're in the world, and then it opens up into this huge open world. You know, you've got the Forbidden Forest, all the things that... That was Theo, by the way.
Excuse you, Theo.
You've got the Forbidden Forest, everything that you've come to expect from the books. It took a little while to get going, though. There was no Harry Potter music to start with. And I thought, hang on a second, have they, like, forgotten to license the music? But after an hour of the tutorial, where you're like, here's a goblin, etc., they finally played the Harry Potter music.
It just seems really slow. Like, as if they've padded it out. Like, I was literally running with this bird for about, I don't know.
As in a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there are birds in the in Harry Potter universe. There was a griff, was it a hippogriff that flew by and you were like, oh.
No, I was running with this woman. It felt like an eternity, probably about 5 minutes in the game. And she's just saying, follow me, I'll show you this. Have you seen over here? Follow me. And it's like, yeah, I want to like cast some spells. Yeah. I want to do something. I want to cause some damage.
And also, it was weird because there's none of the characters are in the books except for the guy who sells you the wand, Ollivander.
Like he's a legend.
So he's in the game, but then like Harry Potter and Ron and all the rest, they're not in it. Headmaster's a different person.
What's the point then?
It's a chance to run around this awesome world. And I tell you what, they do that so well. And you kind of, what I would say is you have to be a medium level Harry Potter fan. Like if you haven't read the books, it tries to explain it to you, but like, why? You're not going to play, like it says, oh, you need to pass your OWLs. By the way, that stands for ordinary wizarding levels. And it's like, don't explain that. You either know or you don't. You're not playing this game if you don't like Harry Potter.
Do you play as Harry Potter?
You can make a character that looks like Harry Potter, but no. My one was a fifth-year student called Chrissy Spotter.
Is that Harry Potter has none of the main characters in it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so it's if you want to explore the world and fly about on a broom and you know, do lots of fun stuff, it's great, but it ain't anything to do with the books.
Okay, how much is it?
£65. It's a lot.
Pricey. But how many milks is that?
What, how many bottles how of many milk for him?
Yeah, and how many nappies?
Probably about only 65 these days. But it's out now on PlayStation, Xbox, PC, and it is coming to Switch, unbelievably, later this year.
Wow.
I don't know how they're going to get it to run on the Switch.
That's quite cool.
No chance it's going to run on the Switch.
Okay.
It won't be able to handle it.
What would you give that out of 10?
If you're a Harry Potter fan, it's a 10 out of 10 because you'll love it. If you're, like me, and a medium-level fan, it's like a 6 out of 10. Theo's not a fan anymore. He's like, feed me that milk that you just mentioned. Just want to mention a quick game called Blood Bowl 3. Which looked like it was going to be a kind of rugby game.
That looked immense.
So the trailer for it was incredible. It was like it looks like a kind of rugby game based in the Warhammer universe with orcs and, you know, people fighting and slashing each other and all the rest of it.
My jaw was on the floor when I saw that trailer. I thought, oh my God, this is my game.
And we were going to play each other, weren't we?
Yeah.
And then what happened was we logged in and it said, right, you're rolling dice and then you move one character one by one. And it was like playing Warhammer.
Immediately logged off.
Like, I know that Blood Bowl is a Warhammer game that you can play where you basically play rugby, but it's really slow paced and rolling dice. But to make it into a video game that was just exactly the same, what a waste of time.
I feel like I was missold the product. Like
based on the trailer.
I watched the trailer thinking this is going to be a little bit like the old rugby games, you know, and then literally it looked like you say, something from Warhammer.
So I was not impressed, and I'm not even going to rate it because I think it's just a
bin. It's in the bin. Do not play that game.
Steal your money, don't bother. And they've made three of them.
What?
Busy night, but there's always room for another.
Speaking of criminals trying to steal your money, here's Alex the Don Rhodes.
Hello, Chris and Lee. It's Alex here, back again for another month. This time I'm playing the remastered version of Mafia, the definitive edition. Now, dear listener, you might have realised, you might have been told by now, that Chris and Lee have welcomed a beautiful baby boy into the family. And I thought, as I'm sure, you know, momentarily, I am going to be asked to be the godfather. What better game to play than Mafia to get me into that godfather spirit? So I'm currently, the original game came out in 2002, I think. The remaster came out 2020, so it's just dropped on PlayStation Network as their free monthly game. I'm currently on a mission where one of my compatriots, he's called like Sal or Maroni or something like that. He's currently being held hostage by the bad guys. I have to sneak in, break him out. So I'm going to try and do that now. First of all, it looks gorgeous. Even though this, it came out in 2020. It was meant for the PS4. It looks amazing on PS5. Really, really good. It wasn't just like a, you know, a tuned up sort of graphics thing. They've really kind of rebuilt it from the ground up. I didn't play the original much, but I had a friend who had it and I was very jealous. So yeah, I thought, you know, definitely a gangster game would get me in the mood to be, I think, the godfather to Chris and Lee's beautiful son. Ugh. And then one day, you know, when I'm inevitably hosting his wedding, they can come and ask me for a favour. Like in the, and I have to say, oh, no, no. No, in The Godfather, it's his.
It's his daughter's wedding that he's hosting. That makes more sense, actually. Right, okay, let's open this door. Oh, it's just a storeroom cupboard. I'm stuck in the cupboard. Okay, let's go around here instead. I'm not being a very good gangster at the moment. Ah! Okay, shot that guy. Right, so it is... I'm sure the original wasn't a cover shooter. Oh, no, some guy's going to bash me. Get up. Oh, you've got like a dodge mechanic. So some... Oh, I'm dead. I'm dead already. So there's some guy came at me with a knife there. Even though there is a dodge mechanic, it takes a little getting used to. And I've failed to get used to it so far, so just got kind of stabbed. Let's try that again, shall we? Take that. Oh, he's not dead. I did put this on hard mode, which I'm kind of regretting. Oh, he's still not dead. There you go. How do you like me now? Oh, no, the guy with the knife. Oh, no. Yeah, got you that time, idiot. One thing I know, I remember at the time when this came out, obviously they got all the, they got a new cast of voice actors to do the lines. Some people were a bit upset about that, some fans of the original, because they liked it. But you had to redo the performances, really, because you can, you know, the faces are so animated now that actually, for the voice actors, they can afford to do sort of, I guess, more subtle performances. At the other end of the corridor is a guy. Let me get my pistol out, see if I can shoot him from long range. Got him. Okay, right. Health, health. Come on. Come on. There we go. So yeah, there is a sort of stealth mechanic, but I'm clearly struggling with it. Oh, there's another knife guy, my mortal enemy. Yes, got him. They already did, in one of the cutscenes earlier, they already did the Goodfellas thing of the fake out where it's like, oh, funny like a clown, what, I abuse you, funny like a clown, that sort of thing. And actually, oh no, it's a fake out. Ha 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 ha. So we're ticking off all the gangster cliches so far. It's great. Oh, sorry about that. Theo, if you're listening, please don't listen to that language. It was quite obscene. The narration is happening now. Again, tick that off your gangster movie bingo card.
I didn't know what I was getting into.
So there you go. That is Mafia, the rebooted version. Definitely worth a go. Definitely worth picking up on the PlayStation Store while it's free. Trying it out. If you were a fan of the original or missed out and thought, you know what, I want to tick it off the list, I'd definitely give it a go. As for a manual on how to be a good godfather to a new child, maybe leaves a little bit to be desired. I'm trying to think of what sort of advice would I pass on as like a gaming godfather.
Theo, my godson, whatever you do, don't buy games with microtransactions.
Let's do some retro revival. I was so excited that this one came out just a few weeks ago. This is Dead Space, the remake.
USG Ishimura, this is the emergency maintenance team of the USG Kellyan responding to your distress call.
Isaac Clark.
What have you got, Isaac?
Half the Ishimura's in the red. Engines, hull, the trams.
Can you handle it alone?
Fix the centrifuge. Get the fuel running.
So I played this in its original formation when it came out. I think it's 10 years ago now that this came out, so I'm so pleased that it's here.
I'm sorry, can I just interrupt you?
Yeah.
Just to describe what's going on here, right, listeners. Theo is being a little bit noisy. He's only 4 weeks old, bless him. We just fed him, right?
Yeah, he's pretending he's hungry again.
So Chris is having to put him over his shoulder.
This is Daddy Daycare.
And lean into the microphone to try and...
He's much like the zombies in this game, he's actually trying to eat my face at the moment.
This is multitasking at his best. No, so we are talking about Dead Space, the remake, and I played it because I love horror games.
You love, like, Resident Evil, and it had that whole vibe to it. And this one has totally remastered graphics, and they've improved little moments of the game and stuff. But you hadn't played it before, so what was your verdict?
You know what? Are you ready for this?
Go on.
Hold yourself here, because I'm going to say something that's going to really shock you.
Go on.
I think it's better than Resident Evil.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I kind of agree with you. Like, Resident Evil is very clunky.
Yes.
But that brings some of the horror, because you can't aim quickly enough and all the rest of it.
This is smooth. And the characters are good. The monsters are good. Like, it actually genuinely frightened me.
Yeah, and it got on with it as well. It was a little cutscene, which was okay. It was too long for you, but no, it was probably about 5 minutes.
It's fast pace. It's everything you want from a horror game. It is frightening. You don't run out of ammo as well, which is another thing. I hate it when you play those horror games and they literally give you like 10 bullets.
But you're still
like,
scared, even though you had ammo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really scared. I think I even screamed at one point. No, it's really, really good. And the graphics are good, which makes a whole lot of difference when you're playing a horror game, because a lot of it is in the dark and it's really hard to see. Yeah. And I could actually see what I was doing.
Well, also, what I liked about it was that, given that the Callisto Protocol came out and we reviewed that in one of our previous episodes, this was so much better, and this is such an older game than the Callisto Protocol. But also, the only thing about this one is the gameplay is a little bit basic these days. It shows its age in that, you know, press the button, go and press the other button, you know.
But I like that.
No, but exactly.
Simplicity is key.
Right up your street. And I have to say that it was a 7 out of 10. Not as good as the kind of the next generation of games, but they've done a great job of this. Well, what did you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, for anybody who's thinking, what the hell is Dead Space? You're basically like a space-time cowboy who goes out into space and is trying to complete a mission and has to fight off these really, really, really scary aliens. And it's, like I say, very fast-paced, very scary. I give it an 8 out of 10.
Also, what was quite innovative at the time was that you're not just shooting them in the head like you would with zombies. You have to shoot off their limbs. So you can kind of aim your gun up, down, left and right, etc. You know, sort of like a plane of bullets, you know, like a line of bullets, and you'd have to chop off their limbs. So that was super effective when it first came out, and it still stands up.
Ooh, I've just remembered, you can stomp on their head and crush their brains as well.
So if you like that sort of thing, it's out on PlayStation, Windows and Xbox. It's 55 quid as well, so not too bad in
bargain
this day and age. Now, I'm very pleased to say that the Nintendo 64 gang and Xbox, really, like, super weirdly, have decided to bring back a game that I know and love from my childhood, GoldenEye. This was the one with Pierce Brosnan, and...
You know what? I'm going to hold my hand up here.
I know. Right. I can't believe this.
I know. This is a shocker.
No, because you didn't have a Nintendo 64.
No. My mum and dad, like, they lied to me. They lied to me. I asked for a Nintendo 64, and what did they get me?
A Mega... What
a
was
Nintendo...
It called? Oh. Entertainment. A NES.
And yes. I genuinely thought it was a Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
Even when I had it.
So you should listen to Lee's Monkey Island Discs, by the way. Just look back at some of the previous episodes. It will say Lee Milner, Monkey Island Discs, because we talk about Lee's childhood gaming exploits.
I was lied to. Anyway, I never got to play this. So for those who have no idea what it is... What is GoldenEye?
It was like the original first-person shooter for a lot of people. So, you know, games that we play now, like Call of Duty, you can trace it back to everyone's love of GoldenEye. And what you used to do is you'd have all these single-player missions that you'd run around, and you would be Pierce Brosnan. It lined up with the film that was released. So if you like James Bond, it was awesome that you could play in the game. And the shooting was awesome. It was probably like the best film-to-game adaptation of all time, especially of James Bond. The problem is, though, that they've brought this game back, and on the Xbox and the Switch, they've kept the original controls, which doesn't make any sense because they've got the sort of analog stick problem, where nowadays you've got two analog sticks, and back in that day you just had one on the Nintendo Switch, so the camera doesn't control properly.
Kids these days, they don't know what we went through.
It was a struggle back then, and now it's actually worse. Like, make it work for two analog sticks or don't bother. If you can put up with that, though, if you can deal with some of the worst controls of all time, like you used to, then this is a very accurate retro revival. But if you were expecting it to be playable, it's not.
Okay, so how much are we talking here? Bless you.
Bless you, Theo.
Bless you.
He's allergic to James Bond.
How much are we talking here?
So, yeah, right. So this is a bit of a weird one. So with the Switch version, you have to subscribe to their online expansion pack, and it's £35 a year. But you do get lots of other Nintendo games like Zelda, Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask. So that's quite a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's also available on the Xbox via the Xbox Pass. So if you've already subscribed to that, you'll get it anyway. Yeah. There's a third way of getting it, which is that they released this massive collection of games a while ago called Rare Replay, which is Rare was the original company that made this one. If you bought that in 2015, you'd get this for free. So actually, it's really not expensive to give it a go. And it was part of a lot of people's childhoods. So if you want to run it out without spending a huge amount of money, as long as you can handle the controls, the graphics are better, the missions are still good, everything's there. If you can handle the camera, I would highly recommend it, but I can't handle a camera. That's the problem. I can't handle it. So, yeah, it's a 9 out of 10.
If you're a fan.
If you're a fan.
Hadouken!
Da-da-da-da. That's it. Our first podcast where there was three of us involved.
I can't believe it.
Theo, what did you think about the podcast? Don't do another poo. That's not acceptable. He's been very well behaved, though, so yeah, thank you for that.
This is the reality of podcasting, guys.
I'm going to put up a video of this.
Like, we don't have... We're not famous enough yet to, like, you know, have a babysitter when we're doing podcasts. Like, he's going to have to sit in on these podcasts...
Chime in.
And chip in, yeah.
Well, he's got to earn his keep somehow. I need some opinions.
It's a shame he can't walk yet, because he could at least go get the drinks.
Get another drink. That's the first thing. Mummy, his first word will be margarita.
Margarita. Gin and tonic, my love.
I still want you to do, I know we haven't had time because of baby.
Yes,
but,
yes.
I still want you to do like a baby simulator.
We were actually meant to do this, and then little Theo came 10 days early.
He sort of destroyed our plans.
Yeah,
to
well done,
do that.
Theo.
Yeah, thanks for that.
But I've also heard that Catan is coming out.
Yes,
soon.
It's just come out.
What?
We played Catan on our, what was it? Was it our honeymoon? We were those weird, no, we saw some people on our honeymoon.
Yeah.
German people playing this weird board game called Catan. And we were like, they look so engrossed in that.
They got the whole thing out though. Like imagine like you're there having a lovely cocktail. It's all very chill. And then you look over to your right and you see this couple and they've got like full on Catan.
Yeah.
Spread out.
Like a board game that stretches for meters.
They are loving it.
They loved it. And we actually bought it when we came home and couldn't work out how to play it. Well, thankfully they've released like a console version so that it will, you can't break the game.
This will break my mind, to be honest.
You have to follow the rules of the game.
I don't know how this is going to work.
Well, hopefully it'll teach us how to play. So that's happening. But apart from that, yeah, we're just kind of, I don't know, how are you feeling?
It's nice to get back in the swing of things.
Yeah.
And it's nice that we've got another third presenter joining our gang.
I'm going to credit him in this podcast, by the way.
Are you actually?
Because, like, you know, when I load it online, yeah. I can put him as a co-presenter.
No, can you actually?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoyed it, guys, and make sure you tune in next time for the Naked Gaming Podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.